from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Computer modeling errors led to design flaws in the steam generators at the San Onofre nuclear plant. That's the assessment of an inspection team from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. A spokeswoman for Southern California Edison says the utility is considering various options, and there is still no estimated restart date for the facility. This weekend, 25,000 delegates descend on Washington, D.C. for the first International AIDS Conference in the U.S. in 22 years. One of the co-chairs is Dr. Diane Havler, chief of the UCSF Division of HIV/AIDS at San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center. We caught up with her at her office just before she left for D.C.
As a result of this series of breakthroughs over the last 3 years, we feel like we have some of the tools in hand right now to start to begin to end the AIDS epidemic. And this is going to be one of the key topical areas that we'll be discussing at the conference.
But even though you say that, we still see tens of thousands of Americans contracting HIV/AIDS every year, often unaware that they've done so.
You're right. Approximately 20% of those individuals who are infected still don't know their status. But let me tell you why we're optimistic. We're optimistic because we have a new national HIV/AIDS strategy, and we are putting increased and targeted efforts into helping identify people who aren't aware of their HIV status, and also working on programs to link them into care and to have them stay into care.
Let's talk about high-risk individuals. Have we really gone back to men having sex with men as the most likely group to contract HIV/AIDS today after all the outreach and activism of the last 30 years?
Yes, indeed. Men who have sex with men are still the most highly affected population in the United States and here in California. However, it's important to remember that heterosexuals are also at significant risk, sexually active for HIV infection, as well as persons who use drugs. What we are never going to begin to achieve our goals of beginning to end the AIDS epidemic unless we reach out to the most affected populations, which here in the United States include African American men who have sex with men who have at least an 8- to 10-fold higher risk of HIV infection than other groups.
There's no STD really that anybody wants to talk about publicly with their friends, with their family. What is it about the stigma of AIDS that makes it so difficult for public health activists to reach out to the various communities in California?
I think it's the reaction that people have still when they think of HIV. When people are first infected, even in San Francisco, some of the people say when they're infected is, please don't tell my family, or am I going to die? I mean, there's still an incredible amount of fear from this disease, and justifiably so from, you know, from the time the disease first appeared. There was discrimination against people in the workplace. People's families and partners abandoned them when the disease was disclosed. So despite all the education that we've done, this is just a reality of the world that we live in.
I'm wondering if you can talk about, on the medical side, potential cures that California researchers are working on, whether it's, you know, stem cell transplants, gene therapy, new drugs.
So California researchers are clearly on the cutting edge of the cure research agenda. There's one individual in the world who has been cured of HIV. The cure happened in Germany, and he moved to San Francisco where he receives his care. And by understanding what were the factors that contributed to the cure of this individual, we are going to forward our cure research agenda. So just in terms of some of the areas that California researchers are working on, they're working on genetic manipulations of cells to prevent the replication of the virus. They're working on strategies to excite the sleeping cells that still have the virus to wake them up, and so we can then inhibit the replication. They're also working on vaccines that you give to people who are already infected in order to stimulate their immune system to protect them from the virus.
Well, doctor, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Diane Havler is chief of the UCSF Division of HIV/AIDS at San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center. She's also one of the co-chairs for the International AIDS Conference in Washington, D.C. We've followed HIV/AIDS in California throughout the years. The stories are compelling, provocative, and touching. Look for the links to past coverage at our website, californiareport.org. By October of next year, it's expected Californians will be able to buy health insurance in a state-run online marketplace known as the Benefit Exchange. Yesterday, people in the San Francisco Bay Area got a chance to weigh in on what those health plans should look like. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has more.
Hundreds packed an auditorium at a federal building in Oakland yesterday for the first exchange board meeting since the U.S. Supreme Court upheld most of the Affordable Care Act.
It's now becoming real.
Betsy Imholtz is with the San Francisco-based advocacy group Consumers Union.
It's where the rubber meets the road, figuring out which plans will be part of the exchange.
Key for Imholtz and others who came to comment is that the health plans have a standard format to make it easy to compare costs and benefits. For Jenny Liu, who spoke through a translator, it's important that the plan's providers speak her language.
We need all the hospital, clinics, specialists, pharmacies can provide interpreter services.
Some health plan representatives warned against putting too many requirements on insurers, which could make plans expensive. Charles Bakke with the California Association of Health Plans held up the exchange's 260-page document of recommendations to make his point.
This is really a big document.
The board has just 15 months to get its marketplace up and running. Board member Paul Fearer.
It's a lot of work, but we've got a lot of passionate people, a great staff, and a really good board. So that gives us a good chance.
The board's next field hearing will be in November in Los Angeles. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
That's the California Report for Friday, July 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller, Paul Lancour, and Howard Gelman. Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Duri Lawrence, Lauren Kennedy, and Liz Reed. The editor is Dan Brecky. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White and David Marks. Polly Stryker was a contributing editor this week. Our associate senior producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.